This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Thursday, August 31st. Soybeans taking a hit on the grain market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
Several factors seem to point to some weakness over the near term, unless there is cold weather coming into the forecast for September. Keep in mind that we've got 23% of the soybean crop growing in the Dakotas and Minnesota, so we'll have to watch the weather closely. But without the weather, the September USDA report coming up on the 12th should carry a bearish tilt. We look at late July crop conditions. They were 57% good to excellent. Now we're looking at a 61% good to excellent currently, so the yield adjustment probably going to be higher.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 0.75 points at 404.5. September corn was down 4 at 329.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 490 to 525. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for September were up 3, ranging from 475.25 to 539.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for September were down 4.25, ranging from 723.25 to 766.25. Live cattle for August were up 30 cents at 105.50. August feeder cattle were also up 30 cents to 143.02.5. And September Class 3 milk was up a dime at 16.55. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.